Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is rather exciting. What price beauty? Talking about physical beauty. I'm not talking about the beauty of life, the beauty of spirituality, the beauty of gratitude, intention. You know, America is just absolutely obsessed with youth. But more later. That's the topic of the show. And you know, you can call in at 347-637-3789 and share your thoughts on why are we so... It's almost like we're addicted to it. There's a book out, Love and or Addiction. I'm wondering about the concept of aging in America. And we go back to America, and I told you, it's pandemic. Youth is everything, and I love youth. I love working with the young people. So welcome, Dobro Jutro. It's 11 o'clock Central Time in Illinois. Bonjour. How are you? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows. Millions of listeners. You could discover what the world has to say. Our world is shrinking. And I just see this lovely gold thread weaving up and down and through all of us and bringing us all, and then you know, just snapping it up and bringing us all together in this beautiful solid gold cauldron. And there we are. That's the core of the world. We're all working in partnership, not isolation. All in partnership. Calling number 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And if you want to talk with me up front and personal, share your ideas, share your passion, and how's your life going? You call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And be sure and check out the web, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Now, before I open the show, I was tracking the rest of the month. Now, the shows for next week are all scheduled. Tomorrow it's going to be Face and Body Agers. And then on November 19th at 11 o'clock, Awesome and Free. I love writing my shows. I want you to know that each one is an original, and I do use excerpts from other professionals. Look, I can't be everything, so I surround myself with professional people. And then if I'm kind of locked or stuck, and I don't know which way to go, I call them. We have our own little internet, our own little interpool. It's a secret society of divaliciously divine, brilliant women and handsome men. And when I was looking at the calendar, I went, wait a minute. What? In just 2 weeks, Thanksgiving? And I am going to take some time off. But on Wednesday, the 27th, I'm going to have a Thanksgiving show. And I'm going to have performers on. And why are you thankful? I'm in joy now. I'm in gratitude now. I feel good now. I'm happy now. What is your self-talk all day long? You know that that has a direct effect on your looks? I have yet to see a happy person that looks like, what's the dog that has such droopy eyes? And did you know that when you smile, it changes absolutely everything on your face? So how important is beauty to you? Now, let's go back. Let's go back to the 27th. Put down, it's going to be at 11 a.m., and I'm inviting all of you to call in on that day, too, where you're going to share what you're so grateful for, because 2013 is the year to unleash the power of your voice. I'm not running out of ideas. I just like to open my show to partnerships. I like to get everyone's take on whatever the topic is or what they'd like to hear me discuss. The show is eclectic, wouldn't you agree? And it may be controversial, but never, 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 never boring. So what is it that you'd like to talk about? Do you know that we're maybe 6 weeks away, 2 months away from, no, four, five, six, the first of the year? And where did the time go? You know, blink of an eye, blink of an eye, there we are. So share your thoughts with me by calling in on 347-637-3789. And as long as I'm giving out all this information on my contact, you did log on to Kathy Watson Speaks. Click on Books. Choices. You got to get it. There's no two ways about it. I'm going to read another letter, Choices, by Kathy Watson. What a treasure. From the time one rises from slumber until slumber sets in again, choices will be made. Choices are made from the simple-minded to the genius. The stories that Kathy chose to share of herself and others from this little gem are encouraging and inspiring. Are you going to allow disappointment situations and or circumstances beat you down and make you quit? Are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, triumphant and win? The choice is yours. After reading this book, you will be go and do. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this read with me. I enjoyed all the stories. My heart was deeply touched. I found myself empathetic to a few of the stories and sympathetic to others. And I plan on sharing choices with others. It's a book that you just keep at your fingertips. It is so dynamic. There are 14 of us who, opened our hearts and our souls, and we shared the twists and turns in our life, the tragedies, the unhappiness with you. But we didn't throw in the towel. We lived through the ride. And Napoleon Hill with Think, Grow Rich said that most people throw in the towel to 2 to 3 inches from gold. You see, when you have this episode, when you have this opportunity to be in an upset, learn from it. You see, there are never no mistakes unless you don't analyze it, look into it. If you don't grow from it, if you don't really say, aha, now I know what I'm supposed to do. Man, they did this. There are 14 of us. Soft copy, hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. And the book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. The introduction and then my story through the years. To Live or to Die, I Chose to Live by Sheila. It's Never Too Late, Fulfilling the Lifelong Dream, Joan. Viva Reviva, From Humble Beginnings to Success, Stephen. Living My Life in Paradise, Sandy. Steel Mill Mama, Shows No Signs of Retiring. Bonnie passed away two months ago, I believe. 88. Worked in the steel mills alongside the guys, handling those big vats of molten lead or iron, whatever it is. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers, Chuck. I'm Adopted in Special, We Chose You, by Lee. From Stargazing to Wonderment, Who I Am and Where Am I Going, Rhea. Divine Intervention, By the Grace of God, I Will Do, Rika. The Choice Was Clear, Rich or Poor, How the Son of a Migrant Farm Worker Reached the American Dream, Rudy. We Always Have a Choice, From Behind the Berlin Wall to Freedom, Barbara, in Germany. The Will to Be Happy, Put Yourself First, Michael. Crisis or Opportunity, My Journey of Choices, Joan C. Can you imagine being 24 years old and being told that you're going blind and there is no cure? How would you like that? But she said, Kathy, I'm a fighter. I'm not a quitter. I'm going to make sure that my life is not only going to be the core of being a role model. I am the role model. I'm in my 40s now, Kathy, and I have my own business. Can you do that? These are celebrities in their own right. There's so much you can learn from it, but you know how to get it. If you're going to order by the truckload, be sure and call me at 847-882-8717 because there's a discount. And I shall be more than happy to work with you on promoting. Once you've made it, everyone has to have this. It's only 100 pages long. And what I love about it is that you may know someone who's going through a difficult point in her life, and you go, wait a minute. Ah, Sheila said, I chose to live. Before I begin my story, my life under the dominance of brutal Betsy, I want to share with you my accomplishments against all odds. She's an achiever. And you know what she said to me? She was brutally beaten from the age of 2 on up until someone finally had to intercede and said, my God, this little girl's going to be killed. She said, what kind of running through my mind was that if I died or if I just disappeared, brutal Betsy won. You know, that's Satan. That is Satan. Because let me tell you what this gal did. She raised 4 wonderful children, earned a college-associated degree in social science, attended Texas University College of Dermatology, owner and founder of Sheila K. Cosmetics for 17 years, associated with Dr. Rodan and Dr. Fields, specializing in proactive skincare, reversing aging and damaged skin. She is a breast cancer survivor, and she's the spokesperson for the state of Florida. Appeared on many live radio and national TV shows, and she's currently a real estate agent in Naples, Florida. And you look at her photo, go to the end of each chapter. Before you read the chapter, go to their chapter. And she said about the author, Sheila K.'s mission to survive came as a result of challenges that brought her fame and a life endowed with accomplishments behind her wildest dreams. Global travel to London and the royal wedding. TV appearances on The Rachel Ray Show. Survived breast cancer, but her greatest accomplishment, she overcame and survived physical and mental abuse at a very young age. Sheila wondered, why was she singled out? With a desire to live and move forward, she vowed not to let brutal Betsy hold her back. Through perseverance and a strong will, Sheila succeeded, and you can too. Don't let abuse stop you from growing in your life and in your heart. And you can email her at SheilaSkin@yahoo.com. She survived. And she said, you know, my true story is not for pity or sadness. It's to tell you we all have choices. No matter what life throws at you, choose life, laughter, and love. Through my trials and tribulations, I have the love of my four wonderful children and eight wonderful grandchildren. In retrospect, I'm quoting Sheila now, thank you, Brutal Betsy, I won. At age 2, rickets at the evil hand of Brutal Betsy. At 5, first day of school, a brutal beating from Betsy B being repeatedly tossed in a closet, sometimes so hot, I couldn't breathe. The beatings, the bruises, busted mouth, and black eyes going to church, coming home to get the beating of my life. Brutal Betsy hit me in my mouth so hard my tooth went through my lip. I had to pull my lip away from my tooth. I still have a scar to this day. Way to go, Brutal Betsy. But I want to tell you, I won. I have been blessed. So who do you know that is being brutally abused? Get the book. They must have help. Oh, by the way, Brutal Betsy is still alive. Actually, I wonder if she read the book. Okay, scroll down. We're on books now. And then, The Heart of the Lion. The Beauty of the Dark Continent. My Journey to Africa, 1984. You know, the minute I say this, my whole aura, there's a whole light around me, because it was the most magnificent out-of-this-world trip that I've ever, ever taken. Amulets, Lions, and the Search for the Truth. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making a pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind the golden amulet given to her father during World War II. I have a whole photo album of that trip. I close my eyes, and I'm there in Kenya, in Nairobi. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. A mystical romantic story embracing the spiritual and personal growth of two desperately searching for the true meaning of life. A fascinating component, while the story is fiction, there are some segments that are true. You have to read it. You would get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and exlibris.com. And then I am featured in 1001 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. The greatest of journeys start with a dream. Aging with style, panache, purpose, glamour, vim, vigor, and vitality. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never, ever glamorized. I am a fashionista, and I shall be. Continue on. You know that you can have a sizzling, sensational second half of life. Rekindle, refire, don't retire your passion in life. You can have a life filled with energy, regardless of age. That mindset, oh, we are going to talk about it today, honey. To order, Amazon.com or selfgrowth.com. You are listening to Live with Kathy. And then, of course, you're going to go on the video. Roger Plummer and I, oh, we love performing. I love performing with David Taylor. Hey, I just love performing. I'm in my genre. I'm in my zone. Now, wouldn't you like to be part of the consortium, the Live with Kathy? The world hears you. The world is hearing me. And I open it to you aspiring wannabes. There's a whole new dimension to radio. It isn't just how many clients or customers am I going to get. I want to develop you. I want to see what you got. So it's a 10-week commitment. You and I talk, make sure we're a match, and I work with you on designing your mini-mercial. It's heard 4 times a week, and we're on the air 10 weeks, so we're looking at 40 weeks, 40 times that your infomercial is heard. But here's the good news. I then invite you to co-host with me. And the shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any of the dates, and you're going to hear yourself. And now the fun begins. The challenge begins. The growth begins. Are you up to it? And then you email the whole world and say, yo, you have to hear me on, I co-host the show with Kathy. And you could hear me on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and then click on the date that you're on. And it's yours. It is yours. Now, if you were to want to rent a recording studio, you're looking at 5 figures. Darling, this is nothing. This is how I give back to all of you. And my mastermind group said, well, Kathy, if you're not charging enough, they're going to think you're not any good. Well, dear, that's their loss, because I happen to be the expert. I know about radio, about television, and how to reach in and touch the hearts of the people that are listening. You see, because if you're listening, I am just so flattered. You've given me an hour of your time in life. You could be doing a lot of other things. I could be doing a lot of other things, too. No. I want to partner with you, and I want you to partner with me. And by the way, we have fun doing it. Oh, man, I've had more than 40 years of experience in the field of sales and communication. You see, as the population ages, the need for whatever you have, the need for what I have, product, service, invention, grows and grows and grows and grows. My partners, iron workers, District Council of Chicago and vicinity. I want you to recognize them. I want to inform you. I want to educate you to the fact that they are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. You know the Freedom Tower, the spire that's going up? Iron workers are doing that. And yes, Willis Tower is no longer the tallest tower in Chicago. It was formerly the Sears Tower. This is the Freedom Tower, and the spire is up there. There isn't a building, a road, a bridge, I don't care what it is, a house. Without iron workers, it wouldn't be standing. And Frank DeMarco, who was my co-host, co-star in Love Letters, said to me one day, he's a retired iron worker out of Local 63, said, "Hey, Missy, just remember that when you start climbing any building, you give a quiet thanks to the iron workers because they built that for you, and you're safe." I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development? You have to qualify for your apprenticeship, college affiliated, men and women, and while you are working and learning, you're making money. So at the end of 4 years, you don't have this humongous tuition bill. I'm all for higher education. You have to decide. I went through high school. My three adult children finished high school. But they expanded beyond that. They expanded their knowledge in what they're doing, and they're all very successful. They just didn't say, "Well, I got my high school diploma. This is it, honey." Uh-uh. They took many courses during the day and in the evening while they were learning, while they were earning their living. And you could do the same thing. And you'll soon find out if it's for you. If it isn't, it's okay. There are many that are just clamoring to find out more about ironworking. If you don't ask, it's an automatic no, and I don't know. Log on ironworkers.org. And if you want to learn more about the ironworking, about the proud men and women that are in it, log on youtube.com/Union Ironworkers and youtube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And if you want to hear about their international ironworkers, log on to ironfest.com. And then when you go to the archive show, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on August 9th. They came from around the States and Canada. It was a family affair. There is a solid brotherhood in ironworkers that I have yet to find any brotherhood that could compete with them. They could watch each other's back. And I mean it. They do. In the book Choices, there are two other, I read to you, Rika Cuff. She is the consortium director of the 50-plus club at Hoffman Estates Park District. Have to read her story, Divine Intervention. And when I say that she's the director of the 50-plus, I am telling you, I can't believe the opportunities you have to take one-day trips, weekend trips, come to the gym, to the center, and just be with your buddies. If you're bored and lonely, honey, it's your choice. Yeah. No one made you bored and lonely. It's your choice. So log on heparks.org, And then check out your senior centers, your libraries, and your park districts. Oh, you have so much to give. Take time to live our world and life. Have so much to offer. It's there. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter, and let's get on with your life. And if you're having problems with transportation, let them know and see how they could help you out. End of the month. Do you have more month than money? Greg McIntyre, our CPA, would be delighted to work with you, to help you out. And now this is free, so he might give you 3 to 5 minutes. ahtax@ameritech.net. That's ahtax@ameritech.net. No, I said he would, if you have a little query, he could give you the answer. And then if you decide that this guy is really awesome, then his rates are individually assessed. I have no idea. Now, isn't it ironic that today's show is What Price Beauty? There are those who say looks don't matter. I wonder what they inhaled. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Now, in the elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for distressing our faces. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging. Did you know that anger releases toxins into your system? And your cells cry because they're just so overwrought? Now, I have this skin product. It's a facial skin product. No animal testing, no paraffin, no wax, no nothing. It is so pure. It's so effective that you only apply it 3 times a week. And it's only available through my show. Call 847-882-8717. Call me now, 347-637-3789. And you could write to me, Post Office Box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Now, when you order the product over the air, because of my show, my gift to you is the free ebook, so that they work together. It's a sandwich effect. They work together. And it's so affordable. I told you, it's so effective. You only apply it 3 times a week. But once you order that the product, the Procaine product, see, I told you, I'll get your email, and it's free, the book. And then you and I now have created a partnership, because looks do matter. Oh, yes, they do. In Choices, Lee Puttrick talked about being adopted. But I want to tell you something, honey. This is one gutsy lady. She was working in corporate America in 1983, earning $30,000 a year, a female, for Bell & Howell. Oh, she said, Kathy, I got so sick and tired of making the guys look good that I just walked in and said, I quit, I'm out of here. And the president said, oh, you can't go. No, they were giving everyone a 4% salary increase. She got 14%. She said, no, this is what I'll do. I'll give you 2 more months and then I'm out of here. Keep your 14%. You need it more than I do. She said, I couldn't do it anymore because I'm good at what I do. And I found a product and I wanted to stay home and create my own home-based business. And that's what I did. Now the challenge was to go home and tell Jack, her husband. He has since passed away. Well, after he recovered from the shock, he said, Missy, turn around and go right back and tell them you've reconsidered, you want your job back. You're a woman. You'll never make it. Well, she said, Kathy, that was all I needed to hear. I said, oh, really? Mijmo vidik. That in Croatian is, she said, oh, we'll see. I can't tell you how many trips. Let's go back to her. I had her on the air the other day. Who was I talking to? No, it wasn't on the air. Here, did I make the right decision? She's on page 55. In her chosen field with her home-based business, she became she's a member of the Million Dollar Club, earning 18 trips around the world and receiving 8 bonus cars. Lee's driving desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth during these challenging times. Log on www.leticia.myshackley.com. But you see, we're here to help you. We have to match you with the right product and the right formula that's going to change your life. So, call to action. Calling women all over the world, not only in America but globally. 2013, the year to reign supreme, to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. The days of getting wealthy by working for corporate America, don't quit. Keep your day job. I don't care. You could build your own home-based business on the off hours. I had a home-based business when I was 25 years old, when no one even knew about it. It wasn't even fashionable, so I am the pioneer. But it's a formula. You have to have a business plan. Isn't it time to unleash your passion like Lee did? Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? You don't get over it. Oh, I'm too old, I'm too tired, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'm not smart enough. None of that works. This is one way to fulfill your dreams. And really seeing firsthand the infinite opportunities you have for personal growth, to challenge yourself while making money. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. Do you have the desire? Do you know that more men and women are becoming wealthy starting from nothing? It's pandemic. When all of you, men, women, and children, embrace the power of creating your own home-based business, oh, it's magic. The hours are yours. You're the CEO, but you're going to devise a business plan. I love sitting in the comfort of my studio and watching the wind blow and the ducks swimming and everything, and I choose my time. I pick and choose. And then you make this a family affair. If you've got kids, teach them about finances. And what better way than to structure your own home-based business? LETECIA.myshackley.com. Oh, my goodness. I just checked my fax machine. And there, Discover Mexico. This is absolutely awesome. Well, Rudy, he's in the choices, the son of migrant farm workers. He achieved the American dream. He created his own home-based business. Why can't you? Why can't you? But it is a business. Understand me when I tell you that. Listening to Live with Kathy, call in 347-637-3789. And if you want to talk with me after the show on my landline, It is 847-882-8717. And remember, darlings, tomorrow is Friday, so I'll be on the air at 6:30 in the morning. Waking up with you. Oh, and taking that nice big yawn and cat stretch and reminding you that the first hour is the rudder of the day. Now, let's talk about beauty, handsome. What does that conjure up in your mind when I say those two words? By the way, get your pen and pad out. Look in the mirror. Do you have your mirror there? And tell yourself how amazing you are and how brilliantly talented you are. When I was, do you think you're pretty? You think you're handsome? What did it mean to you? What does it mean to you? And my mind went back to a meeting that I attended, maybe a year and a half ago. This had to do with speakers. And there was one gentleman that I don't know what they called it, when the skin begins to look like elephant hide and it has little warts on it or welts or whatever. He came in impeccably groomed. And I have to admit, I was a little bit, oh, dear. And I immediately started to put out vibes of sympathy. Oh, what this poor man must be going through, and oh, how does he live his life? He must be lonely in utter despair. My friends, when this man got up, he introduced himself, and then he said, yeah, I know. You're all looking at my skin, aren't you? And I don't blame you. I would do the same thing. Because, you see, I have people looking at my skin morning, noon, and night. I have people making all kinds of remarks. But he said, you want to know what? That just rolls off of me like water because I am blessed. I have a beautiful wife. I'm happily married. And I have three children who simply say, oh, yeah, that's my dad. He inherited the skin condition, but that has nothing to do with the character of who he is. We just love him to pieces. I went up after everyone got up into their presentation, and I took his hand, and I said, welcome. It's a pleasure to know you. I didn't see the skin anymore. I didn't see the skin. So wouldn't that confirm that beauty is in the eye of the beholder? Now, in contrast, how many times have you seen a beautiful couple? And then they open their mouth. And all of a sudden, you don't see the beauty anymore. Negative Nellies. Grumps. Cynical. Filled with toxic negative thinking. And isn't it the truth? You don't see them beautiful anymore? Now, I don't know where you are in the process of achieving your optimal, whatever it is, in beauty. And does it really matter? Unfortunately, in America, it does, in youth. And, you know, even your weight. If you're going out on an interview and your resume is exemplary, I mean, it is just off the wall, and you're overweight, and maybe not dressed haute couture, you want to know who's going to get the job? The gal or the guy who isn't overweight, even though their resumes cannot compare to yours, and they're dressed to the epitome, to the nines. You see, how you dress and when you dress defines you. And you know what else defines you? Your car. Not the model of the car. It's the interior. Haven't you seen cars loaded with such junk? You wonder how the driver is able to get in or to have a passenger? So this is why. America across the board just loves beauty and loves youth because it's ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. There's a plethora of anti-aging treatments from dentists to barely trained spa technicians. No wonder the beauty industry has never failed, never lost a penny. Depression? Recessions? No matter the economy, beauty survives. In the West Side Story, there's a time for us. There's a place for us. Somewhere, someday. No, it's right now. I don't know what your age is, and I want you to enjoy it. Because in a blink of an eye, you'll be 10, 20 years older. Let's do a little test. Just close your eyes right now. And say to yourself, well, I'm 20 years old. Now ask yourself, 10 years ago, where was I? And, oh my God, how fast time flew by. Whatever your age is, it's a special time in your life. So is aging. Honey, if you're not aging, you're pushing up daisies. I love to think of aging as a process. It's a personal method of finding out who I am and what I'm all about. And there are so many of you that can't do it. No wonder plastic surgeons and skincare products are, you know, I equate them to the pharmaceutical. The pharmaceutical has never lost any money. They want the doctors to keep writing scripts. So the media, Hollywood, oh, you've got to stay young looking. No, if you're going to, all right, I'll get into this. But you see, you can't stop Father Time and Mother Nature. So what do you need? What are you so distressed about? There are so many procedures to select from and products, it's overwhelming. So I'm advising all of you to do your homework before you and your wallet go under the knife. I love looking good, and I want everyone to look the best they possibly can. That's what the elixir of youth is all about. That's why earlier on when I said that if you call for the cream, the Procaine cream that's going to de-stress your face and you purchase it, no refunds. I haven't got time for that. You will get the e-book free. It's all of my methods, my techniques that you're going to learn. Acupressure. no costly equipment, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. So discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever, ever thought possible. You want to reinvent the wheel? I don't care, go ahead. But here are some things. I'm telling you right now, I look at all of these celebrities, you know, out of Hollywood and New York and everything else, and I'm going, oh, honey, what you didn't remember was that you just don't stop at the face. And if a couple of these celebrities have any more facelifts, their skin is going to crack. But don't stop at the chin. Look at the neck. And then look at the skin just below the neck. Ah, don't stop there. Now look at your hands. Don't stop there. Now look at your elbows. Don't stop there. Look at the sagging thighs behind your thighs. Exercise for that, stair climbing. You're not done yet. Don't forget your knees. Oh, no, you're not done yet. I don't know what your age is. But, one night I went to bed, my arms were perfectly clear. There wasn't a blemish on them, and I woke up the next morning, and there are brown spots. So how much money and time do you want to invest in you? And by the way, this is not long term. In a couple of years, you're going to need another nip and tuck. And then you have to look, see, this is an inside-out situation. You have to look at the energy in your body. By the way, I had another acupuncture treatment with Dr. Leo. Oh, man, the guy is a genius. The meridians, everything has to be Chinese and Japanese approach to medicine is awesome because it's all natural. And I took the best 34-minute nap that I think it was a half hour. Yeah, more than that. Why do you want to compete with your sister, your daughter, your family, your friends? You truly have to ask yourself, why would I even consider a facelift? I want you to have any, listen, I want the little nip and tuck, if that's what you need, if that's going to make you feel better. It's about feelings. Is it going to make you feel better? Do you know what a facelift cost is? Depends on whether it's a nip or tuck, whether it's a full face could cost anywhere from $20,000 on up. And then in a couple of years, you have to go back for a little tightening. Oh, he says, just for another $7,000, I could tighten that. What about getting the book, The Elixir of Youth, and go to the chapter that has stay-at-home treatments? You don't have to go to a spa. I love to go to Wisconsin to get my lymphatic massage. But in The Elixir, let me just go to it right now. You don't have to spend big bucks. I like doing it alone by myself. Okay, secret number something. It's on page 44. Now look what you're going to get. Here we go. How to, oh, quick and easy formulas you whip up at home. How to de-puff eyes. 3 steps to erasing dark circles. The slant board. Dry brush massage. You didn't think about that, did you? You know what? None of you even think of your body as something that you have to take care of. Your refrigerator gets better care than your body does. And yet, if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? You can't replace it like you can a refrigerator or a car. Do you want to exfoliate your skin, to peel the skin? You'll need a green papaya. Not a ripe one. I said green papaya. Spray, gauze pads, and a spray bottle. I offered this when I had my business on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And I said, okay, for a limited time only, I'm going to offer the green papaya peel. I charged a couple of $100 for it. I couldn't keep up with the business. I was exhausted because it worked. And they loved it. No, I said, I'm not doing this anymore. Bye-bye. Now, after you peel the skin, you got rid of that dead protein. And remember, a slant board, your feet, your head is down, oh, you're about 18 inches. It recycles the blood. It's getting rid of all of the toxins in your blood, flushing it out. Now, to feed your skin, you're going to need a cucumber, milk and honey, and crushed ice. Cucumber is a good source of antioxidants, silicon, and sulfur, plus a high level of potassium, making it a powerhouse of cell cleansing. Voila. Beautiful skin. The dry brush massage technique, are you confused, by Areola, PhD. Now, please test to make sure you're not allergic to papaya, cucumber, potato, tomato, you name it. Promise? And I love doing my beauty regime at home. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't treat myself. We get pedicures. And then we go and get this lymphatic drain. It is marvelous. Now, you really want good skin? As often as you possibly can, eat papaya and pineapple. Pineapple has bromelain in it. It's a proteolytic enzyme that's going to help digest your food and help your digestion. We eat that regularly, regularly. Why do you think Hawaiians have such beautiful skin? Now, remember, if you need a little work, take a look at your husband. He might need some, too. And just because you have turned the clock back, it starts again. You've just shelled out $20,000 for a facelift. Means you're set for life. Even the most skillful work will need attention a decade or two down the line, or even sooner. Oh, dear. So fillers? No, stay away from Botox. A facelift can be expected to last 8 to 10 years. I disagree. I say even less than that because of the environment that we're living in, the environment. Oh, until tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning, we will do face and body agers. Until then, Kathy Watson signing off. Au revoir.